Bird Note from Seattle Audubon. Birds' names can tell stories. We're hearing the song of the salmonberry bird, the name indigenous Northwest coastal people gave to the bird known in English as Swainson's thrush. The salmonberry bird's name derives from its annual arrival in the Northwest in May, at the time when salmonberries ripen in our forests. The native names of birds sometimes distill the essence of their appearance or behavior. In the Cherokee language, for instance, the meadowlark is called star because of the way the bird's tail spreads out when it soars. The Cherokee name for nuthatch is deaf, possibly because of the bird's disregard for the presence of humans. The names of birds in native languages reflect a long affiliation between people and place. As the writer Nancy Lord observes, words have power. Languages connected to place help us respect local knowledge, to ask and answer the tough questions about how the human and the non-human can live together in a tolerant and dignified way. Let's listen again to the song of the salmonberry bird. For birdnote.org, I'm Frank Corrado.